Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The latest Michigan community to fall into financial collapse is the tiny half-square-mile community of Royal Oak Township in Oakland County. Late last month, Governor Snyder confirmed a financial emergency did indeed exist in Royal Oak Township, and that cleared the way for action under Michigan's overhauled Emergency Manager Act, PA 436. So what's happened in Royal Oak Township illustrates the changes and options available under PA 436 after voters rejected the previous emergency manager law in November of 2012. And we also wondered if other communities can learn cautionary lessons from the financial woes of Royal Oak Township. So we turn to Eric Scorsone, municipal finance expert from Michigan State University. So good to have you back on Stateside, Eric.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So under the previous Emergency Manager Act, Royal Oak Township would have wound up with an emergency manager, most likely. But PA 436 gives communities several options. Can we go through what those are?
Yeah, sure. Under the new law, PA 436, there are basically four options a community would choose if a financial emergency was declared, as it was by Governor Snyder in this case. Mm-hmm. They can choose consent agreement. They can choose to go directly to bankruptcy. They can choose neutral evaluation, which is kind of really a pre-step to bankruptcy, more of an arbitration process. And they can choose to go have an emergency manager directly.
And there actually had been some stories written that the possibility existed that they would petition for Chapter 9 bankruptcy. But indeed, Royal Oak Township officials informed the state treasury they've chosen a consent agreement. Is this what Detroit had prior to the bankruptcy?
Yes, Detroit had a consent agreement, although it was actually under the old law.
Right.
But, yeah, they had a financial stability agreement, which was essentially a consent agreement. And it's just simply a case where the local officials remain in charge of the government, but they're under a lot of contractual obligations of things they need to do to ensure that they remain in charge.
Well, the leaders in charge of Royal Oak Township, and again, as we point out, it's a tiny, tiny community, only a half square mile with 2,400 residents. We should also note not to be confused with the city of Royal Oak, which is just a few miles north of Royal Oak Township. But it's got such a long history of financial trouble, owing hundreds of thousands of dollars for police services. They failed to submit an annual budget, overspent their budget by $500,000. What questions does that raise about whether the folks in charge of that community can really do what it takes?
Well, it's a classic case like so many of these that we've seen in the past where, you know, as you laid out, the inability to control the budget, the continual running of deficits and then incurring debt and unable to pay bills to vendors, whether it be the sheriff department or the ambulance service. These are just classic symptoms of a community in trouble. And, I think it does ask the bigger questions of how do we get more proactive? I mean, we know some communities are in trouble because they have economic distress, mm-hmm. and so that often leads to these other problems. You know, it's typically that process. I mean, occasionally you have something out of the blue. You know, the most prominent one is Orange County, California, going bankrupt in the 80s, which had really nothing to do with their local economy. But generally speaking, we know these things are coming. There are a lot of economic distress. Often the city and the school district of the same area are in distress together. I think we need to do more to be more proactive because these things are often pretty well predictable.
Well, in fact, I'll tell you, I grew up in neighboring Ferndale, and my father, as a Ferndale firefighter, I know Ferndale provided firefighting services to Royal Oak Township decades ago, and it's had such a long history of being this tiny, tiny, struggling community. And we should note Royal Oak Township's elected officials have refused to talk about merging with nearby Ferndale or Oak Park. And what one has to ask, when is it time to throw in the towel and look at a clearly failing community and say it's perhaps time to merge?
Yeah, and I think we have to start asking those questions. And I have to say, I mean, the Treasury report that was given to the governor in this case, for the first time that I've seen, actually makes a statement to the effect of, this may be the case where we have to essentially outsource all government services from Royal Oak Township. They don't quite say merger, but it's implied, honestly, in between the lines. And I think that's exactly the case here. We look at Highland Park. We look at Royal Oak Township. We look at communities, say, Buena Vista Township up in Saginaw. And, you know, the way I look at it is we could afford more communities in the past. We had more wealth. We had such a huge manufacturing sector. And you look at metropolitan Detroit, and it's filled with very small communities. And I'm not sure, you know, not all of them are going to be viable in the future. And I think we have to start asking questions. And I think we're going to need new laws. The current laws in Michigan are not favorable to government mergers. They're very difficult. I think we need to think of new ways of doing this, because I just think a lot of these communities are going to continue to face these struggles, even as the state economy is improving.
And as you look across Michigan, you mentioned Buena Vista and Saginaw, but are there other Royal Oak Townships as we look into northern Michigan or we look into the Upper Peninsula? Are we seeing more of that as well?
Yeah, I know there is a community up near Cadillac, I don't remember the name, that has significant financial troubles. I think we've seen it on the west side of the state with Benton Harbor, and there's other smaller communities in that area. And I think, you know, it's mostly concentrated in the southeast, probably I-75 corridor. But I think we're going to see more of this because these communities, you know, again, they were afforded a tax base with the manufacturing sector that they simply can't manage anymore. And with state revenue sharing, you know, being reduced so much, I think we just have to look at new models and ask questions of whether these communities are viable anymore.
And it has to be, it would be clearly a difficult conversation because of just people's inherent pride in living in whatever township or community they live in.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no doubt if people, you know, want a community and they're willing to pay the price. I mean, you look at Royal Oak Township's tax millage, it was like 37 mills, which is really incredibly high. Because they had to maintain any kind of services. So I understand people's pride in their community and their need to want to maintain that community, but you have to ask at what point does, you know, is there an economic rationale for having this community anymore? Or can it be more, I mean, you think about Okemos. Mm-hmm. Okemos doesn't exist. It's right, it's a school district. There's no city of Okemos. It's actually Meridian Township, but people talk about Okemos as if it was a town. And that may be a model saying you can still call yourself something. The post office will still reflect that. But maybe from a government standpoint, you know, it's a different structure now. And so I think that's the kind of thing we need to start thinking about, is how do we maintain that community pride but deal with the economic realities that people, you know, critical public services weren't being delivered in these communities often.
Eric Scorsone, municipal bankruptcy expert with Michigan State University. Thank you so much for talking with us, Eric.
Thank you.